Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So much for coming. For those of you who are here for the first part of tonight's program, Dr. Chubatosh and Mrs. Kamineski. And of course, to have the great, great schools that we have to hear from Rabbi Daniel Kalish. I have spent, I shouldn't say way too much time thinking about how to introduce Rabbi Kalish this week, mainly because it's very awkward for me to introduce Rabbi Kalish. Rabbi Kalish means a lot to me, and we've only met in person really once, technically over the summer for a moment in Camp Lavi. But Rabbi Kalish does not know me. I don't know Rabbi Kalish personally, but I'm sure along with other people in the room, I've spent many hours with Rabbi Kalish mamish in our ears. There aren't really enough words to describe, I'll just say about myself, what Rabbi Kalish means to me and what he represents means to me. And I'm sure the reason why there are so many people here is not just because big guest speaker coming, because Rabbi Kalish's Torah really resonates with so many people, even from afar, even those of you, the majority of people in the room have never met him. Personally, we feel like a personal connection to Rabbi's Torah, to Rabbi's Yeshiva as well. I heard a beautiful vort just yesterday from Rav Moshe Taragin, where he points out it's very weird in the Vidoy that we say on Yom Kippur, we mention, very weird, that we say, Al-Chet Shechatanu B'Vidoy Peh. It's very weird. We're clapping our chetz, we're confessing all of these different sins, and then we say this one line that we confess that we've sinned through insincere confession. Insincere confession. That we've said things that we've maybe just been going through the motions, just beating our chests, just saying these words of all these sins that we've done, but we don't really mean it. It's not real, it's not authentic. And maybe the one authentic or fully authentic al chetz that we say is al chetz that we haven't been fully genuine, fully authentic. And if I can just mention maybe one thing that I personally really appreciate about Rabbi Kalish. For those of you who haven't listened to his shiurim yet, and this is your first experience, it's really the sense of authenticity that Rabbi Kalish embodies himself, speaks about constantly, that his guys and his yeshiva represents as well. Something that's very meaningful to me personally, something that I really, again, I can't say like I'm a student that I've like accomplished that I really try to think about a lot. It's really, really a tremendous plus for our community. For this base medrash to welcome Rabbi Kalish to share Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Torah with us during this very important week leading up into the Yom Noraim.
Firstly, a thank you, Reb Azi, for inviting me, for hosting me. I was zeichet to meet him once quickly in the summer, and I really feel honored. He's a very sincere person and an idealistic person, and I just thank him for allowing me to come and share. Everybody here are precious, very special people, and it's a schus. To have the opportunity to share Divrei Torah is a schus. I apologize for being late. My father had, I come from a very on-time father. I left on time. I would have been 10 minutes early. I got lost. I went over the Midtown Tunnel back into, I think, Queens. So I went through and came back. But the harder is to get somewhere. Before this summer, if somebody told me, like, just for coming somewhere that's so special, you know, people have like lying, just for getting out of bed today, for wearing a yarmulke, you're a tzaddik today, I would get very nauseous from these types of lines. I like honest, I like authentic, and I like working. So don't tell me for getting out of bed. It doesn't resonate by me. I like something real. I don't want a pat on my back if it's not authentic. I was zeiche this summer to spend the summer with the tzaddik. He was my children's Rebbe, and my wife and I were Talmidim of his by way of our children, and this summer we were Zeicha. My wife would sit behind the Mechitza and come to shir almost daily from this Tzaddik. I heard him. I say a shir in the summer. I gave him the shir and listened for a couple of hours a day to shir from the Tzaddik. And it was a life-changing, I believe, what I hope and believe was a life-changing experience. And I saw in this tzaddik, the way he prepares for things. I'm not ready to speak yet. I think I was in the Midtown Tunnel four times. Once I passed, back, I went through it. And I'm just sitting in here absorbing something. And I watched how he davened and learned and processed things. We have a big gathering on Tisha B'Av. And hundreds of guys come together and people travel long distances. And we have a very holy Tisha B'Av together. We were sitting on the floor and some people are crying. And he said to everybody, there's a certain pressure to feel, to do something, to feel something, to get into a certain zone. And he's like, everybody back up. Why are we in this room? Absorb something. Why are we here? He just described, we all came for a reason. That's much more important than doing it is why you came to do it. He spoke this summer a lot about prayer, and he never got to prayer. He stopped by preparation for prayer. And really what he was teaching us is deeper than prayer is prepare to pray, come to pray, present ourselves to pray, present ourselves in Hashem's world. So before expressing anything else, to look around the room of sincere people who have gathered, we've come together to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We've come together because we're interested in being servants of Hashem, in sincerity to Hashem. That alone, before we do anything that has value, before we do anything, we need to absorb that and be present to that. That's precious, to be present to that, soak that in. I would watch him come to shul very early and be there with his children. And I was watching him just like be there and be kavua there. And I really thought that I was seeing like the chassidim harishonim that was shaya before tefillah. I can run in here and we could start learning together quickly. I want to absorb this in of a whole bunch of precious, precious yidden sitting in a room because we care that we're yidden. Because we want to be good yidden, because we're excited to learn Hashem's Torah. That alone is tremendous to absorb. I really thank you for letting me come here, for letting me be part of this, for letting me witness this. Before we do anything together, witness this. Look around you. It's just the truth. Why are we here? Why did the girl next to you come? Why did anybody come? Because we want to learn, we want to prepare, we want to present ourselves in front of Hashem. We're proud to be Hashem's people. We're proud to be Hashem's people, loyalists in Hashem's world. That said, before we study anything. So I thank you for the opportunity. I thank every single person for being here, for coming. And I apologize that you do not deserve to keep waiting. And I apologize and really thank you for allowing me to share Divrei Torah. I'm coming here in the middle of going through something, and I wanna share something with everybody here. There's a bachur I'm very, very close to. His name is Svi. And Svi is right now in critical condition. He was in an accident in Eretz Yisrael and last Thursday. And we're saying to him, we're davening for Tzvi. He's what my son's, from my the best friends of my son, very, very close friend. He was in Yeshiva Bayis for 3 years. He just got to Eretz Yisrael a week ago. Now, he's one of the most popular guys we've ever had in Yeshiva. He is. I say was only because he graduated. But he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's one of the most popular guys we ever had in Yeshiva. And literally, guys are walking around literally, like aimlessly. Literally, I spend Shabbos, my son who loves the Shabbos, he couldn't sit at the Shabbos table. We're all, our minds are taken, and it's hard to get focused. A friend is in a situation like that. And I want to tell you a nekuda about Tzvi. I want the learning tonight to be a schus refuah shlema for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. I want to tell you two nekudas about Tzvi that are remarkably related. Tzvi is one of the best athletes we ever had in yeshiva. He walks into, if there are 1,000 people, he looks like a superhero. He's built strong. He's very athletic. And people ask, if there'd be 10,000 people in a room, people would ask, who is that guy? And the humility, the kindness to other people is freaky. He's nice to everybody, but not a nice of pity, not a nice of arrogance, a nice of equal. And to any single guy in yeshiva, everybody felt love from him, felt an equal, felt a warmth from everybody. That's the metzius. And I've been thinking a lot about Tzvi since Thursday. Tzvi has an allergy. And I'm going to say it the way it is. Tzvi, in the hospital, his mother is being treated, and he's burnt, so his body is wrapped. You can't see Tzvi. And his mother wants the doctors and nurses to know who they're treating, to know who Tzvi is. So she asked the guys to get pictures that she could put up near his bed so they know he's a person, a beautiful person, and treat Tzvi to know who Tzvi is. So they were looking for pictures, and they were struggling because in most pictures he wasn't wearing a shirt. That's Tzvi's shtick. Tzvi loves learning. Tzvi's a learner. He's one of the most disciplined guys we have in yeshiva. Very disciplined. But rarely is he wearing a shirt. It's 10 degrees outside. Tzvi wasn't into shirts. And so we were looking for pictures to put. I told them, don't worry, so there'll be shirtless pictures, but put pictures near his bed. What Tzvi represents in the yeshiva and what drew all of us to Tzvi, he's allergic. This is not a knock on the system. The system, the mainstream is wonderful. Schools are wonderful. And they do good things and necessary things. And chitzaynius mareres hapnimis, the outward arouses the inner. Adam nifak fi pulaysav, do it and you'll become it. Those are truths. And the system is wonderful. Systems are, this wood can't be good or bad. Wood is not good or bad. It's just is. It's wood. A system is not bad, it's a system. And the structure, it's wonderful, and teachers, Rebbei and Moris, are the best in the world. Tzvi's allergic to form minus substance, allergic. He's a brilliant guy, he was in the system, but he's driven for something more. And he has a deep rebellion against that which doesn't have meaning and purpose, the thing itself, chitzaynius mareres hapnimius, the outward arouses the inner. And there's a place to doing things even when we don't understand. All of us have such a tool in our toolbox. But the ikar has to be the thing itself, the pnimius. Rachmana libaboy, the ikar has to remain what's inside, the thing itself. Externals have a place. Externals are important. The ikar has to be the thing itself. Tzvi is the example in the world to me of somebody who the thing itself, who doesn't want fake, contrived, made up, just authentic and real, not made up. He wants the real thing, authenticity, the thing itself. And he represents that, and I think the two midas that I see in Tzvi, authenticity and real, a rebellion against contrived, a rebellion against that which the formality, I want the thing itself. It's reminiscent, there's an amazing piece of Reb Nachman, incredible piece, and I think about Tzvi, who they're looking for a picture with a shirt, I think about Tzvi, this word from Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman asked that Yosef HaTzadik, when he runs away at the biggest nesayin of his life, so it says he had no begadim, he didn't have a shirt on. And the Ramban asked, why does the Torah record that he was b'li begadim? Why does the Torah record that? And Reb Nachman said that when the deep nesayin is raging in the world, you can't survive with begadim. Begadim represent the externals, that which we're showing, that which we're presenting to others. Begadim represent the persona. But when there's raging nesiyonos, we got to dig deeper. It's not a persona of stark, of strong, of serious. It's our heart, just authentic and real. We don't need, sometimes there's an intensity to a persona. There's a very relaxed, real, and authentic. Big souls that are real and authentic. And that's what Reb Nachman says when the Sionists are raging, which I think describes our time. He says success is b'li begadim. And I think the two aspects of Tzvi, that which is authentic, sincere, real, unforced, flowing, unforced, we don't have to force something. We don't have to try so hard in a certain way. That which is natural and authentic. And he's a hard-working guy, very disciplined, but there's a certain flow and naturalness and unforced. That same midah is the midah that he loves every single yid. You're good. You're good. Every guy in his life, every girl in his life felt a sense. Every person, his sisters, his mother, his parents, his cousins, the whole yeshiva, a sense of you're good. You're good. You don't got to prove it. You don't got to. It's who we are. It's an essence. That midah of kind and nice to all. I want to share a vert from the Kotzker. Now, the Kotzker is from a Beis Medrash. It connects to the Beis Medrash of Pshischa. Pshischa, whoever read the book, I'm sure many people have read the book, The Quest for Authenticity. It's a very incredible book. And the world of Pshischa was a very honest, natural, unforced world. They were very against contrived. And the Kotzker comes from such a world of Rebunim of Pshischa, such a type of naturalness, of something unforced, an emesticate, an authenticity. He says a vart, when I was younger, if you would have told me this vart, I would have run away. And I'd like to explain it, because there may be people here amongst us, learning Torah has to be an honest experience. And everything the Kotzker represented was unforced and honest. And then he says a vart, you're like, that's not what Hashem means. And when I was younger, I would hear such a word, I'd run away. I have come to learn, the Kotzker, the last thing he was trying was to be brilliant, or to be, whoa, what a sharp. He wasn't trying to be sharp or brilliant. He actually was saying what he felt and what he saw. I'd like, in my own way, to explain this word of the Kotzker. Listen to this word. There's a Mishnah in Abbas. The Mishnah says, Shleisha Sheyashvu, three people sitting, V'aim b'neim divrei Torah, and there's no divrei Torah amongst them. Harezem meishav leitzim. It's a sitting. It's a sitting of scoffers. That's the Mishnah. Three people sitting, and there's no divrei Torah amongst them. Harezem meishav leitzim. It's a sitting of scoffers. Very nice Mishnah. Beautiful Mishnah. Yidin, Torah means something to us, and again says Torah. A yid learns from Torah. Everything's in the Torah. Hafeichba, hafeichba de kula, but everything's in the Torah. A yid says Torah. My father is somebody who I breathe, he learns. Anything we say, anything, he says, bring the raya, bring the proof. Where is it in the Torah? Tell my father a theory in psychology. He'll show you where it is in the Torah. Anything. You say a svar if the Mets are going to get in the playoffs or not. He wants a raya from the Torah. Everything, every condition of human beings, every insecurity, we're insecure, it's in the Torah. You want to know his codependency, I think, look in the Torah. We hear terms, there's a borderline personality disorder. Is that real? Is there such a thing? Yeah, if it's in the Torah, it's real. If it doesn't exist, it's not true. Everything's in the Torah. Find it. Where's the source? What is it? What does it say about that topic? Hafeichba, hafeichba de kulaba. So certainly this Mishnah, which says three people sitting, and if they're not talking Torah, as a late son, as a yid, we have a precious Torah, and the Mishnah is very gishmak. The simple pshat. Three people sitting. Say, what does the Torah say? You're discussing topics. What does the Torah say about this topic? If the Torah is not discussed, the Maisha Leitzim, the Mishnah is very, very nice, simple pshat. I suspect that the Kotzker even bothered saying a pshat. Step one, I could picture the Kotzker looking on when somebody forces. Somebody forces, they're sitting there, three people, uh-oh, I better say a Dvar Torah, I don't want to catch myself. I can picture the Kotzker getting nervous. I can picture in Pshischa, they're very into organic, natural, comfortable. So I could picture that scene of somebody like, it's nice, a Shabbos table. Somebody says, a Dvar Torah came now, we'll say a Dvar Torah. That's very nice. That's nice. There's nothing to make fun of. There was a Dvar Torah set at the table. The dream is that we're connected to Torah, that it comes out, that it's more natural and organic. The dream is Yidden are sitting, and the Dvar Torah is said, it's unforced, it's like natural, you didn't think about the Torah. So could be that's what caused the Kotzker to say Pshat. There's another kasha on the Mishnah that I'll express in a minute. But listen to what the Kotzker says, but then I want to explain, even in Pshat, the Kotzker's right. The Kotzker said, listen to what he said in the Mishnah. Shloisha sheyashvu, three people sitting, v'ein beinayim, and there's nothing between them. Ayin beinayim, ein beinayim. There are no egos, there's no I'm this. Yidden. Ein beinayim, there's no difference between them. There's no I'm this type of yid, you're that type of yid. Well, ein beinayim. Then divrei Torah, that's Torah. That's divrei Torah. Each yid, Yisrael v'ayrei secharu. If there's ein beinayim, that's divrei Torah. Harezeh, but if there's people, harezeh, I'm here. There's egos. I'm this type of yid, you're that type of yid, she's that type of yid. Maishav leitzim, that's leitzonis. That's what the Kotzker said, pshat in the Mishnah. Shloisha sheyashvu ve'ein beinayim, and there's nothing between them. Just yidden. There's no egos, no types, no kinds. Divrei Torah. Harezeh. But if there's me, there's ego, I'm this. What do you mean? Maishav leitzim, it's leitzonis. Now you might say, how does the Kotzker have a right to put the commas all different places? When I was younger, I would have run away from this word. But I've come to take very seriously the Kotzker, who was the least forced and wasn't trying to be smart and wasn't trying to say a chap. I actually believe in simple pshat, he's right. Not in the way he breaks it up, and I don't comment on the Kotzker's way of breaking it up. What does it say? It says three people sitting and they don't learn Torah. They don't say it. Ain't they neyim divrei Torah? It's a maish of late when it's ain't they neyim divrei Torah. It means three yidnu don't learn from each other. Reb Chaim V'lazhin writes this. This is the world of Gruz Talmud, Reb Chaim V'lazhin. He writes it means three yidnu don't learn from each other. They could be sitting and learning. Each of the three yidn are doing the frumest things. But ein beinayim divrei Torah. They didn't study from each other. It's leitzanus. Reb Chaim V'lazhin writes this on the Mishnah. Exactly like the Kotzker. The words ain't beinayim, they don't say they're not learning. They're not beinayim. It's not flowing. It's not authentic. There's ain't beinayim divrei Torah is a maishav leitzim. That's what the Kotzker said pshat in this Mishnah. To me, the dream and what Tzvi is, Tzvi's midah of loving everybody, of respecting people, is a yid's value, us. Everybody, we're valuable, we're precious, and we have a light to shine. I want to say that years ago I came, it was easier for me to run the yeshiva. I could get quiet from the guys, I could push and encourage and gather. We're a big yeshiva on the campus, 215 guys, many alumni. It's easy. Today it's getting very hard for me. Because I'm actually learning. I was walking for hours today, different guys. I don't want to say anything to anybody. And I'm thinking a lot of Tzvi, each person, a light. We have a light. We have a soul. It's not cute. It's not for a certain type of yid. Every yid, Nishmas Yisrael, has a massive light. When you hear, I've been studying the last number of years, the Barditchever, of Levi Yitzchak. I've been studying the Naim Elimelech. When they loved Yidden, they weren't trying to be nice to Yidden. The Naim Elimelech wasn't like a forced chill, like he's, let's be nice, look positive. No. Wasn't what was happening. The tzaddikim had incredible einayim. They had very sensitive and powerful eyes. They were friends with the chayza. He's called the seer. He had tremendous einayim. And the pshat in the big tzaddikim is, we've made Avdalah Maitse Shabbos, goyim are precious. They're a tzelem alikim. Chavivim ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem. I don't like any racism or put down any guy. A guy is precious. A yid? Are you kidding me? A ben melech? A yid? Is banim atem l'shem l'keichem? A yid has a soul, lahavdil, ben kodesh l'chol, between yoyim ha'shvi l'shesh smi ha'mas min Yisrael la'amim. The big tzaddikim at Einayim, they went crazy from Yidden. The Bar Detshava would see Yidden, would lose his mind. In Elul, right now, the Bar Detshava in Elul would go around to Yidden, who were very far from Hashem, and he'd bring them back to the Shofar. What was his trick? He looked at them. He looked at them and lost his mind. The Baal Shem was talking to a student of his. He wasn't trying to brag. He was a humble person. He wanted to give his student a window into his soul. This student had a ben yachid, an only child. The Baal Shem had a student who had an only child. His name was Nachman. Does anybody here know an only child? Maybe there are people here that are a bas yachid, an only child. I had a guy come to yeshiva that I was called by a cousin of the dad of this student. And the cousin said to me that the parents were Holocaust survivors. And their son was in his 40s and single. And they were praying to Hashem. They wanted their family to keep going, that line to keep going. They were praying he gets married. And they went to Olam Haba, both parents, with their 40-something-year-old son single. In Olam Haba, people have big power, are melech. And the guy got married and he had one son. And the cousin said to me, that son just came to your yeshiva. I beg you, he's a ben yachid. The whole family's hopes for him and dreams. Aranar hazes falalnu. We all daven for this child. I remember the chasna. And this is the child. I beg you, he's a ben yachid. The guy is in Eretz Yisrael for years. His relationship to his parents is wild. He learns with his father. He helps them on their farm. Incredible Ben Torah. Incredible Ben Torah. But he's a Ben, when I think of a Ben Yachid. The Baal Shem had a Talmud who had a Ben Yachid, Nachman. The Baal Shem said to his Talmud, you know how you feel to your son? He's a Ben Yachid, only child, beautiful child. The Baal Shem said, I have more love for a Yid who's off, who you think is the worst Yid. I have more love than you have for your Ben Yachid. That's the Baal Shem. You want to know a window into the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem said that I have more ava for a yid. I'm nishtaimim. I'm awed by a yid. A yid by his essence, a nishmas Yisrael, is precious. Unforced. Unforced. Nothing forced. Natural, comfortable, not forced. A yid is precious. This room is precious not because of any intensity. We can crack jokes here. Everybody smile, we should go out and you should sing for an hour. It shouldn't be, it's nothing to do with intensity. We don't have to make Elul intense, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There are things that are there authentically and naturally. A lot of times intensity replaces that which is authentic. I know when I'm in a chabura, for the first time in years I'm learning first Seder. Chesed Hashem, I'm learning with my son, we're part of a chabura. The first week, it was too intense. It wasn't for me. It's too intense. I really like Torah. Don't have to be intense. I was determined week two, more jokes. Now we have it down. There's the third week. Today was like a party. You don't need to be intense. Intensity often replaces that which is authentic. It's a pasuk. Le'oisi karasa Yaakov. You're not serving me, Klal Yisrael. Ki yagat to be Yisrael. You look so worn out. Whoa, it's intense. Don't be so intense. Don't be intense. It's interesting. This summer, my wife and I were with this tzaddik, and I had a kasha on myself. I'm always afraid of big people. I'm around, I forget my name, and I'm like shaking. Around this tzaddik, I was like so calm. I would have told him if the Mets won or lost that day. I was like, no, I'm scared. So I have to run. I want to check out if the Mets won. Like, nothing. He said, tzaddik, and I had no fear. And I was wondering, why not? Like, broke, and he's a big person. This yin is a tzaddik, is an Eved Hashem Nifla, was very close to Rabbi Yashiv, very close to Rabbi Moshe Shapiro. Why aren't I scared? And he told me something about himself, and I realized that was what I was feeling with him. He told me around Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, we had no fears. He told my wife and I many stories of how comfortable he was around these tzaddik. So I asked him, I said, I'm scared stiff around big people, and you're like chilled. He said to me, around these people was so comfortable and natural, there was like room for you, room for him, room for her. My wife and I sat with him, we might say Shabbos is for hours. If somebody's like doing something, there's like an intensity, they're doing something. There's no space for, he's not doing anything, he's connected to Hashem. The neshama connected. He was in camp by us. We have a big range. We have guys sitting and learning, and we have guys shirtless flying around. He was there completely comfortable. Enjoying. He was supposed to be there a week and a half. He's, my family's got to come to this. He flew in from Eretz Yisrael, his wife and children. They have to be part of this. They all came in. We were zeichet to have him for the whole summer. And the var is natural, organic, comfortable. We don't have to force. The tzaddikim were loved yiddin. They weren't working like, let me try, see positive. No, no, no. They just had very good einayim. And with good eyes, they were nishtaimim from yiddin. They were impressed from yiddin. Now, what do we do if we don't have those einayim? What do we do? So the first thing is accept. Don't force anything. Don't force. I have learned from the guys. When I came to yeshiva, I forced a lot. I want to love yiddin. Now if I meet a guy and I don't like him, I accept that I don't like him. I ask myself, why don't you like him? What's happening? I find things inside. I find another thing in me I have to accept. And when I accept it, I end up liking the guy. As we are, a yid is precious by his essence, by her essence. A yid is precious. The tzaddikim weren't lovers of yidden, something forced. Something they were trying to, like, see something positive. No, no, no. They had einayim. They had eyes. The Bar Ditchev met a yid and lost his mind from a yid. It was nishtaimim from a yid because they had good eyes. There's a word I want, there's an idea, there's a word from a Gemara in Gittin that I want to share with everybody here. If my kids would be here, they would just start laughing. They say something. I'm repeating a word over and over since Tisha B'Av. I'm not trying to say the word. I'm actually trying to connect to the idea. So I'd like to share a Gemara in Gittin with everybody here. And the Gemara in Gittin says, it's a Gemara all of Klal Yisrael says on Tisha B'Av. We say it in the Kinnas. And the Gemara in Gittin says that Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol Rabbi Shmuel, had a son and a daughter. Now it's a specific chazal. When we learn Torah comfortably and naturally, certain psukim resonate by us and some things. This is a Gemara right now that all of Am Yisrael, with the situation we're going on in Eretz Yisrael with hostages, there's a Gemara that perks me up that I'm like, whoa, connect to more. Ben Ubas and Yishmael were in captivity. The son of Rabbi Yishmael and the daughter were in captivity by two different Roman households. And it says these two Adonim, these two Roman people came together. And he was bragging about his Eved. Enki Yafyoi B'chol Ha'olam. He was bragging about his Eved. The other Roman was bragging about his Shifcha. They were each bragging about the Eved and Shifcha that they captured, that were in captivity by their house. They say to each other, let's marry you off our Eved and Shifcha, and we'll split the children. That's what they decide, these two Romans. They put the Ben Ubas Rabbi Shmuel in a room. And the Ben Rabbi Yishmael sits in a corner of the room and he's bawling. And he says to Hashem, he calls out in the corner of his room, I see this room as this gullus, the story of our gullus. That the yid is threatened not to remember who he is. And Rabbi Yishmael sits in the corner and he says, how can a Koyim ben Kehanim, the son of Rabbi Yishmael, says, how can a Koyim ben Kehanim gedolah marry a shifcha? He doesn't say it's usher. Doesn't say it's forbidden. Certainly a yid is aser to marry a shifcha. But he doesn't say it's aser. He said, I know who I am. I'm bigger than this. I'm built for something bigger. I'm built for something bigger. I'm built for something bigger. This is not me. I'm built for something bigger and more. In yeshiva, I don't like hearing, like a bacher will tell me, Rebbe, I stopped listening to goyish music. Oh, I don't know. Music doesn't have a yarmulke. I'm not sure Jewish guy. I'm not sure what he's saying. I love when a guy tells me that certain music I can't listen, doesn't talk to me anymore. Doesn't resonate. I don't feel I'm different than that. I love that. That's not a forced thing. It doesn't resonate. This song, nah, I'm not meant for that. I feel something deeper, something more that's powerful. Rabbi Shmuel's son says in the corner, "Ani kayim mekanim. I know who I am. I know what I'm meant for. There's big stuff here. I feel it. I know it. I'm not marrying a shivcha. It's not happening." And she, in her corner, says, "Ani kehanes bas kehanim gedolim." She doesn't say it's forbidden for a bas Yisrael to marry an eved, though it's forbidden, and though she wouldn't do it. But that's not what she's experienced in the darkness of the room. She says, "Ani kehanes bas kehanim gedolim." In the words of the Kenna, "I'm a nin. I'm a descendant of Yecheved, and nasei le'eved. I'm built for something more." And they both cry the whole night. And they cry and they grab onto their identity. I'm a yid, I'm built for something big. In the morning, Akiru said they recognize each other. And it says when they recognize each other, go bibichia, they start wailing. This deep, profound cry. And what's the cry of the morning? The cry of the night is they're in this situation. The morning, sister, brother, they cry, ad sheyatsa nishmasam, is the end of the Gemara, until their souls come out. And there's an incredible Ben Yayada. The Ben Yayada says, what's the new cry in the morning? They cried at night. What's this new cry when they recognize each other? What's that cry in the morning? The Ben Yayada writes that the cry, this new cry in the morning, gol bibichia, deep cry in the morning, is that the darkness of the night threatens that you don't know who you are. But even if you don't know who you are, you call a name to another yid. He was crying. He called his sister a shefcha. Go bibichia. He had a massive wailing that in the darkness of the night, I called my sister a shefcha. She cried. She knew who she was. She called her brother an eved. Go bibichia. That's the darkness of the night. All of us want the day. Am Yisrael's in a difficult matzav. We want the hostages freed, the soldiers safe, the soldiers healed. We want Yeshuas, we want the people in the north to return to their homes. We want the safety of Am Yisrael. The ikker thing of that brings darkness, the ikker darkness, we don't recognize each other. We call this one that name. The shachar, the morning light, is a kiruz, as a yid and a yid and a yid, ein beinayim. Little differences. We have what to learn from every yid. It's not a cheap slogan. It is not lost on me. Our division is deep. Wildly deep. We have different shaitas that exist in our people. Wildly different. Profoundly. I'm not making light of profound differences. Life-changing, life-altering differences. Shammai and Hillel had it also. Shammai and Hillel, I promise, was not like a cute, they had a little like debate about something. They had profound differences how they saw the world. They lived in two worlds, Shammai and Hillel. An entirely different view. I have seen people who have Shammai neshamas and Hillel neshamas. There's like no shaykhis, like different worlds. And yet, ha-emes ha-shalom ha-hevo, there was love between them. They respected each other and appreciated. I'm amazed from all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, from all the camps, and they're all us. There's no them. There's no them. There's no them in our people. I was at a Pesach hotel this past year, and a beautiful old Yid, beautiful Yid, a learned Yid, three times he said to me, "You Rosh Yeshiva. You Rosh Yeshiva." He said three times. He had things that were worked up inside of him. "You Rosh." After the third time, I couldn't handle anymore. I sat him down. I said, "First of all, I'm Dan Kalish, a Met fan. I don't know Rosh Yeshivas. I don't know. You don't know me. I don't know. I want us both to get to know each other, Dan Kalish." And I said, "If you want to be nifter after 120, an angry man, you have a beautiful light." I told this yid. If you want to be nifter and angry man, it's you. You guys, those school, that system. Stop. I said, buddy, there's only us. Us. There's no you guys. One people, Am Yisrael. The tzaddikim had a nayim. They saw a yid. They weren't nishtayim. They weren't amazed, but they didn't fall for superficial classifications and kinds baloney that's man-made. There's an emes, there's a truth, a yid. A yid is an emes, a yid. The tzaddikim had a nayim. They were amazed by yidn. They saw a yid and they were nishtayim. They were awed by a yid. That was the Avas Yisrael of the tzaddikim. I begged him, there's no you guys. I feel sick over it because he liked it. I asked him, I want him to speak in my yeshiva in front of all 250. And right after Pesach, he texted me, I want to speak. He wrote me a whole Hebrew text, what he wants to talk about. Excellent. And then my phone lost all its numbers. I have to find the yid. I did not work hard enough. I'm speaking now, I'm blinded, I'm going to find him. My phone dropped every couple of weeks. It gets overloaded. It dropped every number. I don't have the yid's number. I have to track him down, this beautiful yid. So I want him to speak. If you know a yid who was at a Pesach hotel and got yelled at by me, please tell him. I want him to speak at the yeshiva. He's invited, please. There's no them. There's no them. And I say this not as a shallow slogan. I beg everybody here, until Simchas Torah, I did not travel much. I don't see myself as a speaker in any which way. And I like Yidden, and it's a joy. I've ran around like I've never run in my life since Simchas Torah. I usually bring guys and sing. I didn't know if I was allowed to tonight, so I behaved. But I wanna say, I'm asking everybody in an honest way to bring it, not as a cheap slogan, bring it into our lives. Chassidish, Litvish, Svard, Ashkenaz, it's just us. I was in a Svardish shul, I say us Svardim. I close to the Satmar community, us Chassidim. Litvish, us Litvax, us whatever. I don't know all these names. Come up with, it's all us. I mean it. I'm not lying when I say us Svardim. Klal Yisrael has a lot. Whatever is in Klal Yisrael, you say us. It's all ours. There's Am Yisrael. The Tzaddikim had a Naim like this. We can get it back, naturally and comfortably. I want to ask everybody here, let's rally Dan Lekav Schos, see Yidden favorably. I am friends with a guy, Tzvi Eisner. I'm friends with this guy, he's beautiful. The tendency of somebody's cool, he's the coolest guy, bench presses like the whole gym. Like Pixar's crazy. The guy is like these super figures, like a Superman, a Hulk Hogan, I don't know, he's Meshuggah. The guy is what? The smallest guy in yeshiva, the least art, he's a genius also. The least articulate, best friends. Kipshutai, not, I'm not talking about force. I know what that looks like. He's not nice to anybody. He had like you're the best in his world. I promise, if you go now to the yeshiva, there are guys walking around like bumping into walls. I promise, we're in a daze. I'm coming, I'm speaking about Tzvi. It's not a plan. I can't talk about anything else. I'm sorry. I can't. So I'm talking about what's on my mind. It's dominant. What I saw in this Bachar, he's allergic to contrived, to forced. He can't stand like that, which is natural. Even in learning, he's called me out so many times. I know the world of contrived. I was a school system guy, and I came to the yeshiva like stark. I dropped it all. It's harder for me to run the yeshiva today. Because I don't want to just gather. I want natural. I talk to a guy. I'm just like impressed. I said, Rebbe, what do you think? I'm like, wow. I don't think I did. I'm just like amazed by you. Shine your light. I don't want to change anybody. I'm afraid. Let's shine your light. Every person here has a light. Shine your light. Has a light that the world, we can't survive without your light. Every person here. I have a light. We can't survive that. You have a light. You have a light that we have in neshama. And everybody's needed. In the Sefer Torah, any ice that's possible, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Am Yisrael, each year is connected an ice in the Torah. Yisrael by Rai Sechari. Every person, real, not forced. Don't be stark, don't flip out, don't none of that. Normal. And we find, comfortably, there's a deep R in a Yid. There's a deep R that Tzaddikim had the Einayim to find it. And I see a Bach who was allergic to contrived. He loves Torah. To learn with him is electric. Guys would describe it. My son's learned in the Chabur at night with him, electric. I've learned him. He's brilliant. Unforced. To watch him, and then all of a sudden, a guy like that, every single yid is like, he's wildly crazy over every yid. Like not easily. With anybody. Doesn't matter. This type, that, this, my... The hardest guy in the yeshiva, the biggest Baal Yisurim, who nobody gets in with. He's been so hurt. But nobody is walking. I saw him yesterday. He's walking around. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He said, Tzvi, the guy doesn't talk a lot. He said, Tzvi. I said, you have Shaykhs? So we worked out together. We were workout partners. Every person is good. I'm asking to see our own light, to understand we have an art enforced. We have an art to give to the world. Naturally, comfortably. We don't need to replace with intensity that which is authentic, that which is real, that which is true. It doesn't have to be forced. I see Karasa Yaakov Ki. I'm not saying not to work hard. I'm saying it should come from a very comfortable place, a very natural place, a very deep place. It should resonate, allow it to. And when it doesn't, stop and ask, is this hitting me? What's hitting me about this? Come from that natural, see good in ourselves. I increasingly believe that it said kol ha'adam. The first one is ourselves. Reb Nachman says this a number of times. Dan ourselves l'kav schos, so that we have einayim to see good in others. We could see others favorably in a beautiful light. The svarim bring that Hashem wants to be mamtik the din. Hashem wants to give us a good din. Hashem loves us. And for some reason, kach gazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sometimes hamtakas adin has to come from us. But the svarim call the hisayrus milatata from here, that it has to come from us. For some reason, kach gazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Hashem will do to a yid, Hashem simply, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem mirrors us. If we're dan others l'kav schos, the Gemara Shabbos, Hashem dans us l'kav schos. It says Hashem tzilcha is our shadow. We show a finger, he shows a finger too. He follows us. Svarim bring that the deepest hamtakas adin in the world, if a yid is tough on you, is mean to you, is negative, and you see good in the yid, you see deeper and better and more, and don't get distracted. The yid speaks tough, the yid's in a bad mood, and you dan them the kaslas. Be careful, we're human. Be insulted, get hurt. Encourage ourselves. I'm not asking for fakeness. I'm asking that if we feel good, we're good, then I could see good in a yid. Be'emes, not forced. Not forced, and I'm not talking about being a pretend. We're allowed to get insulted. We're human. But if we could find it with patience with ourselves and then to see good in a yid, the svarim bring that what we are doing is seeing deeper and we're looking deeper, Hashem will purposely send us, if Yaakov Meir Schechter writes this, that Hashem will purposely send to a yid who's in need of Rachmei Shemayim. He'll purposely send a difficult yid, and he's giving the yid the opportunity for the deepest hamtakas adin. If Yaakov Meir Schechter, one of the tzaddiki ador, says, I know nothing in the world that's better for sweetening of the Xeris and Klai, so I know nothing better in the world than seeing good in a yid, especially a yid who's difficult for us. And he says Hashem will purposely send a yid in a difficult matziv. Hashem will send a yid to maybe be a little hard and will give us the opportunity to still see good delicately. I'm not talking about forcing or faking. I'm talking about working through, saying, you know what? I'm going to protect myself. I'm not talking about getting beaten up emotionally or any which way. Talking about an intelligent work, and then saying, you know what? It is precious. They're having trouble. They're not so easy. I protect myself, and then I see good in a yid. Says of Yaakov Meir Shech, you completely change all gzeres. All of us know Am Yisrael needs rachmei shemayim. We need rachamim. We need rachamim. Difficult times, threats, we need rachamim. Soldiers fighting, we need rachamim. Tzvi needs, he needs a reform. He's in critical condition now as we speak. He's a reform. He's somebody who 1,500 guys in a minute started davening. Just want goodness for him. a bachur who's been through a lot in his life, an incredible guy, who's working on his ruchnis in a hard place. Thursday night, he went to a bit far away, to a difficult place that's not for a yid to be at. Then he hears the news about Tzvi. The guy traveled 17 hours to get to my house for Shabbos. And we spent Shabbos together. It was a Shabbos sublime. Difficult, but holy Shabbos. Traveled 17 hours. He said, for Tzvi, I have to be sharing Shabbos. I have to do something. So we need Hamtaka Sadin. We need Rachme Shemaim. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter says, the Hashem Tzelcha, Hashem is our shadow. If we look at Yidden as good, Hashem will look at us as good. We'll see our pnimis. It's not like a trick. It's we're bringing that aura to the world. Looking at somebody as good, let's work on our enayim. Let's get good. Let's get borrowed enayim of the tzaddikim, daven for such enayim. Can pray for such enayim. Use the enayim on ourselves. If we see ourselves like that, we can see others like that. Work on good enayim, the best enayim, Yiddish enayim, the enayim of tzaddikim. The eyes of tzaddikim that see in Yidden, they're amazed by Yidden. They're like dazzled by Yidden. They lose their mind. They're not working on them. They're just amazed. And we see good in Yidden. It brings out tremendous rachamei shemayim. We bring that metzias to the world. Hashem sees toivin us. We dan others lekavschos. Hashem dans us lekavschos. That's how it works. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there a Pinchas ben Yair split the sea. He made a nes. He split a sea. A big koyach and tzaddik. His Talmidim said, Rebbe, can we walk through? He asked them, were you mitzayir a yid? If you're not mitzayir any yid, you can walk through. He was saying something to Pinchas ben Yair. You want nisim? You want nisim to walk through the yam? Has to be, you don't cause tzar to any yid. Don't pain a yid. That's the schos of nisim. We want to walk through the sea. We want our entire people safe. We want the hostages back home. We want the soldiers safe. We want the soldiers who are wounded healed. We want the broken hearts, those who lost, have a nechama to get comforted. We want healing for our people. We want specialness for our people. I think the biggest thing you and I could do, the biggest thing is see good in another yid. See good in a yid. See it in ourselves and see good in another yid. See a yid, dan l'kav schos, dan es kol adom l'kav schos, every single person, see toiv in people. To really work on ourselves, stop seeing them. There's no them in Klal Yisrael. It's only us. See good, see precious, celebrate yidin, appreciate yidin. It's interesting, I'm davening for Tzvi, and all of us know when you mispalil, you say, b'soich shar chayli Yisrael, amongst all the mourners of Klal, amongst all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael. Why do we say I'm davening for Tzvi? So interesting. I'm thinking about Tzvi. Am I have to put in other names? I'm thinking about Tzvi. I'm thinking Tzvi is in bed. He's wrapped in bandages amongst all the mourners. But the reason is, the Isha Shunamis says, B'soich ami anoich yoshevis. I dwell amongst my people. It's a tremendous protection for a Yid to be part of Am Yisrael. You don't want to single out a Yid. Every Yid's precious, but we're part in context. We're part of a people. We're part of a people. We belong to a people. B'soich ami anoich yoshevis. We dwell in a people. We're part of a people. And as part of a people, that's a tremendous source for the chayla. So whenever we daven for one, we say, B'soich shar chayla, so amongst all the chayla of Klal Yisrael. If I can ask a favor, if we could say one kapitel, I want to say, I feel there's a holy room. I see people, if I can ask them, do I have a right? Can we say a kapitel? To sing together, I can't be here, we can't. But to say a kapitel, tell them together, we could. I'd like to say, is there a siddur here? Thank you so much. Can we say a kapitel or two together? Okay. I'll say it loudly and everybody can say along. Yishir l'amaloi sesoi na yalore meyayin yavo yezri Ezri meyim adoino yoisei shamayim voretz Al yitain la moitraglecha, al yonum shaymerecha. Hine lo yonum velo yishon shaymer Yisrael. Adonai shaymerecha, adonai tzilecha, al yad yeminecha. Yoyma ma shemesh lo yakeko, viyoreyach ba'aloylo. Adoino yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adoino yishmor tzeischa vayecha. Me'atovi adoilom. Thank you for allowing me to do that. Let me talk about one kapitel. Everybody can sit. Let's talk about thank you. I'll tell you an interesting story. I'll tell you an interesting story, and then I want to end. We're like way over time. I don't know the rules. People are so nice. If we should be headed for the doors, okay. I'll tell you one story, then we'll end talking about one capital Tillim. Every year in Eretz Yisrael, I'm zayich the chevra, we get together and we have a beautiful Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Hundreds of guys come together. There's a yid, a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Talmud of Reb Chatzkel. And he comes, he joins a lot of years, he comes, a lot of tzaddikim and people come to this gathering. And this yid call, I get a call Erev Shabbos from his son that my tata is very, very sick. He's no youngster and he's physically ailing. And he asks Mechili, he won't be able to come. I was like touched. He knows that Mechili doesn't owe us to come. The humility of a tzaddik, I was amazed. Okay, he's not coming. The Einig Shabbos is going on, and the tzaddik who said he's not coming walks in. He walked a long distance. So he's sitting next to me. I was mechabed him to speak. He couldn't get out a sound. He was like trying to speak. I heard him like sitting next to him, the guy on the other side. Nobody could hear him. He whispers to me, "You're probably wondering why I'm here." He hobbled in. He's sick. He walked a great distance. He said, "I'm sitting in this room to makom tefillah. I know the guys. There's sincerity here. To mock, he told me things go on in his family. I came here. I want to daven right here, right here. So I feel certain places, this room, this gathering. I thank you for letting me say kapitel. Tell him to makom tefillah here. Sincerity, where there's authentic, sincere yid there, you can pray always." I want to say the kapitel tillim that has hit me in Klal Yisrael's matzav that we find ourselves is Kuf Beis. The day before Simchas Torah, I was learning with my kids kapitel Kuf Beis. We had learned the Sfas Emes, who spoke about kapitel Kuf Beis, and we started learning this kapitel tillim. It's a gorgeous kapitel, Tefillah La'ani. Tefillah La'ani, there's a Zayhar. He speaks about three types of tefillahs, the tefillah of David HaMelech, the tefillah of Moshe, and the tefillah of the Ani. And he said the Ani is the greatest tefillah. The tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu is the tefillah of a tzaddik. Tzaddik's tefillah, Gadol Ador. If there's a chayla, you go to a Gadol Ador and the Gadol davens. My son was sick at one point. My wife and I got in the car with my son. I went to the Shkolena Rebbe. He was a lover of Yidden. I loved him. I love him. And I went to the Shkolena Rebbe. I said, they told me in Sloan Kettering scary things. I'll never forget the Shkolena goes. I said, Rebbe, they told me, he waved the second time. He said, as a matter of fact, I want to talk to you about something else. He said, when you hear good besuras, come back to me. It was a long ordeal. By the time everything worked out like the Rebbe said, the Rebbe was no longer with me. He was in Olam Haba. But a month ago, right before my son's chasna, my wife, myself, and my son went to the Shkolena's kever in Muncie, and we spoke to him about my son's getting married. Invited him to the wedding like the minute we daven tashem b'schusay. But tzaddikim, that's tefillah l'maisha, the power of the tzaddik. Tefillah l'david is the power of the tzibur. David HaMelech's levava levava am, he incorporates the entirety of our nation. Tefillah l'david is the power of the tzibur. A group gets together and prays powerful. Tefillah l'ani is more powerful, says the Zohar, than both the tefillah of the tzaddik and the tzibur. Tefillah La'ani is the person who says, "I need you, Hashem. I have no place else to turn." The Ani doesn't say, "Well, I have a job, I have a business, could you make sure it works?" No, no, it's no assist. The Ani comes to Hashem and says, "I need you, Hashem." That's Tefillah La'ani. So we were learning Tefillah La'ani. Tefillah La'ani is the prayer of the Yid in difficult times. L'fnei Hashem yishbeich sichai. He pours out his heart in front of Hashem. Hashem, Shema Tfilasi, I beg you, hear our prayers. Shavasi Eilecha Savei, let my supplications come in front of you, Hashem. Al Taster Panechmer, don't hide from me, Hashem. We need you. We need the apparent goodness. We know what Koman Dov Rachman Al Tavra, I need to see it. Al Taster Panecha, no Hester Panim. Please, we know everything you do is good, but no Hester Panim. I need to see it. I need to experience the goodness. I need to see, I beg you, Hashem, allow us to see that we can celebrate the goodness that you're giving. Al Taster Panecha, beautiful prayer, Kuf Beis. In middle of Kuf Beis, it says, in the middle of this gorgeous Kapitel Tillim, it says, Am Nivra Yahalol Ka. The created nation will thank Hashem. Now, Mrs. Eisner is close like anything to her son. Their relationship is hafla. It's amazing. Mrs. Eisner, every morning, the last many mornings, the last 4 days, she says, Mizmer Lusayda, she thanks Hashem that her son's alive. Survived Benes, now he's unconscious in a coma. She thanks Hashem for such a son every single day. She says, Mizmer Lusayda. So I have no kasha. The Yid and our people are awesome. Amidst difficulty, we know and understand Hashem's working with us. And we maintain an optimism and a positivity that's the mark of our people. We're crazy. We're amazing. Amidst the hardest situation, the Yid stays optimistic, stays positive, stays seeing the Chesed Hashem. That's like, that is what a Yid is. So I don't have a kasha. Middle of Kapitel Kuf Beis is a difficult kapitel. David HaMelech is saying, screaming, don't hide from me, Hashem, I'll tast their panachim. So I have no kasha. Middle of this dark and difficult time, David HaMelech says, we will one day thank you, Hashem. Klal Yisrael Yahalol Ka. We're going to thank you, Hashem. We're makir our closeness to you. We're makir. We feel close to you. We know deeper yet. A bachur in yeshiva spoke on Tisha B'Av to the whole yeshiva. And he spoke about how angry he is at Hashem. He said in his own life, the wound was thick. He started describing his hurt. And he's angry for his own personal life, and he's angry for our people at Hashem. It's very like hard. He was going, he didn't quickly get out of it. He was talking about it. Then he asked, he said, I want to tell everybody something. He said, when I was young, because I was angry, so I just ignored Hashem. I couldn't be angry, so I denied him instead of being angry. He said, today I'm angry. So he said, what do I do with that? I'm angry. He said, I thought a lot. What am I angry? It is, just accept. He said, I'm angry because deep down I know he loves me and I love him. And there's hope deeper than my anger. I'm angry because I know there's more. And I want it and I need it. Al Taster Panecha, the Yid amidst difficulty, says Hashem's there and loves us and we just want it. Al Taster Panecha, no more Hester Panim, we know it's there, we want it, we want to feel it and experience it. So middle of a difficult kapitel, Tillim, the fact that it says, Klal Yisrael thanks Hashem, and it gets so positive, I had no kasha. But I was very, very bothered on Shmini Atzeres last year, the day before Simchat, me and my kids were bothered. Why does it call us the created people, the Am Nivra? Klal Yisrael, that we are a created people, but why does it call us Am Nivra? It should say Am Yisrael. What's this Am Nivra, the created people, Yahalol Ka? Well, yet, why call us the Am Nivra? So I had this kasha. I could say in the many months since, watching our people amidst difficulty, stand up, remember we're Yidden, bond together better as Yidden, perhaps the very tsaras create a new creation of Am Yisrael. A Yid chaps, we're a Yid, Am Nivra. We're more attuned, we're Yidden. And the very difficulty maybe perhaps creates a new barrier, a new creation of Yidden. So I'm calling to us all on these precious days of Elul, on this period right before we're coming fast, Rosh Hashanah, to the beautiful days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I'm asking for us all to be mechazik in this and to see goodness in ourselves, to see ourselves a beautiful light, unforced. Not because we're good, we did something, I don't know. That's Musa. Our essence is wonderful to see good in ourselves. and then to see good in others. To be dan mekav schos, to be dan yidden, to see good. It's all us, and to see good, to practice in our lives. We need amtaka sadin. We want for Am Yisrael. We want good news. Kol Yisrael, see yidden favorably. See yidden in a good way. I want to. I said I'll end with this capital, but if I could say one more thing, I'll say that Elul, the Baal HaTanya, said that Elul, he had a quote, Elul's HaMelech Besada. Elul, the king's available. HaMelech Besada. I want to explain what the Baal HaTanya was saying the way I understand it. Yiddishkeit has mitzvahs and a whole form. Elul is, the Svarim bring that every day of Elul is like Shabbos Kodesh, every day of Elul. It's like Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, there's a way to approach Hashem. There's an Isser Malacha. There are rules. There's a way. Elul has no Isser Malacha. I drove here. It's not us to drive to do Malacha. HaMelech Besada means when the king's in his palace, there's rules. How to talk to the king. There are rules. You have to make an appointment. HaMelech Besada, there's no rules. And I want to say just very simply, my kids are wonderful children. And they keep their halachas. They're not allowed to sit in their parents' seat. They're not allowed to contradict your parents. I want my kids to know deeper than all the rules. You're my son, you're my daughter, and I love you. There's love deeper, and you're just precious, and we're close. It's not, we're close. I didn't contradict it. And my kids are very respectful and beautiful and wonderful. The Ava's there. It's there. It's true. Before we get to any Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, before we get any Cheshbon, that had I serve, and all that, HaMelech Besada, Hashem wants us, and wants us to know He wants us, and we want Him. Without any rules, without any form, without any, that's Elul. Before you can get, yes, there's a way to serve Hashem, yes, and we're mechazik, and we strengthen, and Din is fascinating to me. Din is so encouraging to me. It's amazing to me that Hashem judges me. It's wild. Our actions are wildly important. And there's a form, and there's a way. And each yid, it's crazy. The din is wild, and that our actions are so important, are so profound, that's huge. But I want to say, deeper than all the ways how to serve Hashem, Hashem wants us to know Elul first. I'm yours, and you're mine. We're close. Ani l'daydi v'daydi li. The essential goodness of a yid, it's not a cute slogan. It's an MS here, an MS by you. We're precious. See ourselves as such and see other yidden as such. So if I can ask, Ben Leia Miriam, and amongst all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael, it should be a schos refuah and yeshuas if we all could be mechazik. Especially family members, see family members. That's all chesed starts there. See your brother, see your sister. But that's the biggest impact we have on anybody in the world. See people, vidam lekav schos v'good einayim, family members, relatives. That's where all the chesed starts. See people, see all yidden with very, very good eyes. We should be zayich Hashem tzelcha. We see yidden with tremendous eyes. Hashem should see the beauty of our entire nation, and we should see tremendous Hashias Amecha, Uvarach Snachlasecha, Urim Yenasim Ad Ha'olam. Thank you. Akut Geben Shtir.
We just want to thank Vitalis tremendously for driving all the way here from Waterbury and just spending the time with us. It's really a tremendous list for all of us. Just two quick announcements just so people know, just to make sure. Very, very important. Tomorrow, at a not normal time for when we normally have programming, it's during the class slot. I think a lot of your teachers have been notified, so if you want to miss class for this, you can mention this to your teacher. We have the opportunity to welcome Maya and Itai Regev, who were formerly held hostage and freed, Baruch Hashem, along with their father, Ilan. Potentially also Noah Argamani as well, who was also freed over the summer, might be joining them as well. It's at 3 o'clock in Koch Auditorium to hear their testimony firsthand. But really, the most important thing just for us to show that we're here to support them. Originally, they were coming in to speak at the United Nations. The United Nations actually shut down their speech because they did not want the testimony. The Regevs speak English perfectly, are very articulate. And because of that, they didn't want them to share exactly what they had experienced with the full, I guess, force of the English language. And because of that, they have a little bit of extra time to come and speak to us, to show them, even though, again, we're very close physically to the United Nations, obviously very different as far as that goes, but to show how much we support them and how much we love them, to really make the effort to come. If you were planning on, you know, going home earlier than that, if your classes are over, to make the effort to stick around, it's really be a tremendous show of love and support for them. In addition to that, for those who are still thinking about it, we have the great close to the Shabbos to be joined by Rabbi Baruch Simon, one of our Rosh Yeshiva, and one of the great postim of our yeshiva. A really great opportunity to spend Shabbos with him and his family, to learn from him. There will be many great opportunities there as well. Really, again, just a tremendous thank you to Rabbi Kalish, and everyone should have a really, really great night.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. What's your name?
Eliana.
Eliana. Rabbi. Thank you. What's the last name?
Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.